Sri Sai Ram. It was on the beautiful birthday morning of 2001 when Bhagwan pressed a button and Radio Sai was born. Since then, 20 years have rolled by, and purely by His grace, Radio Sai has bloomed and blossomed to get rechristened as Sri Satya Sai Media Center. To commemorate this landmark occasion, as well as to celebrate the second anniversary of the Sri Satya Sai Bhajan's YouTube channel, today we are here at your lotus feet, dear Swami, to express our deepest gratitude and pray for more opportunities to share the lovely saga of your stories and glories. Sai Ram.
The Sri Satya Sai Saga of divinization of man was inaugurated with Bhagwan singing Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. That bhajan heralded a movement that has swelled year after year in beauty, variety and sublimity, submerging hundreds and thousands of hearts in transcendental bliss. And this has come to be known as the Sri Satya Sai Bhajan movement.
In fact, bhajan is one of the primary gateways to the Sai mission. We can only be beholden to Bhagwan for employing bhajans to pull us to his lotus feet. After all, was it not by the chanting of Rama's name that Hanuman was able to draw the beautiful form of Sri Rama towards himself? We too can attract Swami to us with these divine names and these bhajans and fill our empty hearts with the bliss of his presence.
This evening, we offer at his lotus feet a unique presentation of reliving the Ramayana through the elevating power of bhajans and namasankirtan. Ramayana has been for millions of men, women and children over hundreds of centuries the perennial source of solace during sorrow, vitality when floored by vacillation, illumination while confounded, inspiration in moments of dejection and guidance when caught in the quandaries of life.
The divine name Rama is a curative corpuscle in the bloodstream of mankind which can cure all ills. And Sai Rama himself has come again to tell us the story of this epic wherein he took on the role of Rama.
Let us surrender unto him and play the allotted roles. And may He grant us as reward the vision of that heaven.
The Ramayana begins with the birth of Sri Ramachandra, the Prince of Ayodhya. The Ramavatar comes as the crest jewel in the stellar lineage of the Sun Dynasty.
Chandakirana Kula Mandana
illustrious King Dasharatha and pious Queen Kausalya.
Srimad Dasharatha Nandana Ram Kausalya Sukha Vardhana Ram.
He descended in response to the prayers of the sages and rishis.
Vishwamitra Priyadara. Chandakirana Kula Mandana.
Avatar is to primarily suffuse the lives of his contemporaries with unbridled bliss and joy. And every avatar plays the human role to perfection. Ramayate iti Ramaha. The one who delights is Rama.
Let us welcome the charming baby Rama lying in the cradle and visualize ourselves joining Mother Kausalya, Kaikeyi and Sumitra as they rock the cradles gently and are singing.
Thank you.
Ramachandra played the role of a student to perfection under the tutelage of sage Vasishtha. After completing his education, it was time for the next scene of the divine drama to unfold.
The first leela of Lord Rama was when sage Vishwamitra sought the help of Dasharatha to take Ramachandra to vanquish the demons who constantly desecrated the yagnas in Siddhashrama. The father Dasharatha was extremely hesitant in sending his adolescent sons on such a dangerous mission.
It was then that Vasishtha counseled Dasharatha, "O king, the supreme divine force has taken this human form for the very purpose of destroying demonic powers. Remember, there is no strength that can stand up to him."
At this point, Rama himself said, "Father, why are you sad? Is there any better way of utilizing this body than putting it for the service of others?"
And thus reluctantly, Dasharatha let his two tender little sons, the apple of his eyes, to protect Vishwamitra's yagnas. Let us visualize how the valiant Rama vanquished the demons and protected the ceremonies. Triumphant completion of the yajnas, it was now time for the divine consort to enter into her role. Sage Vishwamitra took Rama to Mithila, whose king Janaka had resolved to wed his daughter Janaki to the one who could handle the great bow of Shiva.
While several kings could barely move the great bow Rama simply lifted it with his left hand and even broke the celebrated bow as he tried to string it. Ayodhya and Mithila erupted in ecstasy and gleefully decked themselves up to celebrate the divine wedding. Ramayana demonstrates this unbreakable bond between Sita and Rama, Prakriti and Paramatma. Come, let us celebrate this divine union.
Times don't last forever, but good character does. After the beatific divine wedding, the next chapter of Ramayana is one that brings deep anguish and pain. Dasharatha is destined to bear the separation from his dearest son. Call it the play of destiny or divine design, Dasharatha had to banish Rama from the very kingdom he was supposed to be anointed to.
Dasharatha had dreamt of seeing Ramachandra in royal garments, and now Rama, Sita and Lakshmana stood in front of him wearing mendicant garbs. And yet Ramachandra's face glowed with the same smile, demonstrating one of life's most powerful lessons: to face honor and dishonor with equal serenity. But Dasharatha's heart was devastated. He cried out,
Dasharathi Rama, Jaya Jaya.
Even as Rama prostrated before Dasharatha and walked away respectfully, Dashratha, unable to hold the avalanche of pain within any longer, piteously wailed,
Sita Vallabha.
Ayodhya in utter gloom and doom.
For the citizens of Ayodhya, their Ayodhya was where their Rama was. Completely heartbroken at the disastrous turn of events, they ran behind the chariot as one panic-stricken mass. Amidst sobs, they screamed, Rama, Rama, take us with you. Do not leave us behind. Let us become the Ayodhya Vasis pleading to Rama.
Pyare mere nandana, Raghunandana.
Absolute desolation. The light of hope, love and surrender entered in the form of Bharata. Bharata's focus on Rama was single-minded and his mission was to seek him out and beseech him to return.
What followed is an epic conversation between the two brothers which has been etched in the annals of history. In the end, Bharata realized his part in the divine play and prayed to his brother Rama to leave his padukas as an insignia and made that is life's meditation.
Bhagwan says that the spiritual splendor on the face of Bharata only brightened every passing day as his love for Rama grew to vaster proportions. Let us picturize this meditation of Bharata.
Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram, Shri Ram. Charanam Shri Ram Charanam Shri Ram Charanam Bhaje Shri Ram Charanam Shri Ram Charanam Shri Ram Charanam Bhaje
moment of Ramayana arrived when Rama and Mother Sita had to be separated for the accomplishment of the divine mission. Even as Rama and Lakshmana were revered away by the golden deer, Mother Sita was abducted by the vicious king Ravana.
Ravana believed that he had hoodwinked all, but there was one devotee who was ready to take a plunge to rescue Mother Sita. Jatayu, a vulture by breed but a Vulcan in spirit, valiantly fought with Ravana and in the end sacrificed his life.
As Rama and Lakshmana returned to the hermitage only to find Mother Sita missing, the great search began. Bhakta Jatayu was waiting for his lord with the last few breaths so that he could inform Rama of the tragedy. As Rama arrived bedside Jatayu, his heart poured out.
Hey
Thank you.
As this flying servitor of the Lord merged at his feet, another splendid servitor of Rama was waiting arduously for her Lord to arrive. The paragon of patience and perseverance, Mother Shabari.
From the moment her Guru Matanga told her, wait for Rama, Shabari had no thought other than Rama. As she cleaned the path of pebbles and thorns, smoothened the surfaces of stones, tasted every fruit, preparing for Rama every single day, who knows when he would arrive and where he would rest. Thus Bhagavan says, her heart was suffused with Rama Chintana, pining for Rama Darshana.
Truly, Shabari's life is an ideal portrait for every sadhaka. Let us transport ourselves to that holy ambience where Mother Shabari did her penance of pining for her Rama.
Rama Nama Me Melu, Rama Chintane Chalu, Ni Chintane Chalu, Ni Nama Me Melu.
Fell on the lotus face of Sri Rama, her body convulsed with thrill and ecstasy as she drank the nectar of Rama's form. Tears streamed down her cheeks, washing his lotus feet, and her heart sang.
Rama nenu nivadu, Rama nato matadu.
Even as Rama blessed her, Mother Shabari reduced her body to ashes with her inner fire of yoga. Yet another longing river had merged in the ocean.
As the saga of divine nectar flowed on, it was now time for inarguably the greatest devotee to step in. Hanuman, Maruti, Anjaneya. He is the perfect role model for us because in spite of being endowed with the greatest power, he is the epitome of supreme humility.
Rama and Lakshmana approached the Rishyamukha mountain where the outlawed Sugriva was residing with his band of ministers. Seeing the dazzling effulgence of the two mendicant brothers, Sugriva and his compatriots were bewildered and petrified. They had to unravel this mystery, and there was only one person who could do this.
Hanuman it was. But then, Hanuman was so deeply lost in the contemplation of his Lord.
Shri Shri Ram.
believer who requested him to decipher the mystery of the strangers. And thus, Hanuman proceeded to find out who these strangers were. And as he meets them, Lakshmana reveals. Moment Hanuman had been pining for all his life.
Ramachandra Shri Ram.
Yes, the moment this truth was revealed, Hanuman fell at the Lord's feet and is in jubilation poured out his heart.
Ramachandra Shri Ram.
What followed was a testimonial of friendship, the one between Rama and Sugriva. Very soon the mighty army was deputed in all directions to search for the whereabouts of Mother Sita. The southern team, consisting the best of generals in the Sugriva army, landed up on the shores of the vast ocean. Their irony was that they knew where Mother Sita was, but none of them had the might to cross the ocean. Well, none but one, Hanuman. The rest of the army now inspired Hanuman to take the leap. Come, shall we relive that energetic scene?
Putra Anjaniya Hanuman ki jai.
one giant takeoff, Hanuman leapt into the sky, his mind always full with the glorious form of Rama. He reached Lanka, and his desperate search ultimately took him to Ashokavana, the garden forest where Mother Sita sat in utter agony, unable to bear the pangs of separation.
Once Hanuman discovered Mother Sita, the next challenge was how to introduce himself to her. Will she really believe a monkey? That is when he started singing the glory of Rama and the divine story. In fact, it is this name that clears doubts, builds trust and fosters hope and courage. Let us visualize Hanuman sitting atop a tree, singing the glory of Rama, and let's join him in this Rama Bhava.
Rama 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 Jaya Kodandara.
About Rama and his glory infused Mother Sita with new life, strength and hope. Hanuman assured her that very soon Rama would march onto Lanka and free her from her terrible trauma. Thereafter, Hanuman, in his inimitable style, struck fear in the minds of the people of Lanka by burning Lanka to the ground.
And yet, no wisdom dawned on Ravana. There was none to appeal to Ravana to mend his ways, except one, Ravana's younger brother, Vibhishana. His pleadings with Ravana to return Sita to Rama fell on deaf ears, and Ravana kicked him from his presence and the kingdom.
The only choice for Vibhishana was to surrender to the Sharanagata Priya, Sri Ramachandra. On the shores of the ocean, Sri Ramachandra not only took Vibhishana under his wings, but also anointed him as the king of Lanka. Let us create that scene in our mind's eyes and imagine how Vibhishana would have poured his heart out to Rama.
Karuna Samudra Shri Rama Kausalya Tanaya Shri Rama
What happened next was an incredible miracle that the world had never seen before. Thousands of vanaras built a bridge across the impregnable ocean. And this was possible because on every stone and rock was written the name of Rama.
Hanuman so beautifully said, "Lord, your name indeed is the bridge that can safely transport man across the ocean of life. Which bridge can be stronger and safer than that? Come, let us join these vanaras as they exuberantly build this bridge."
Rama and his imposing army to the final frontier. Thus, the great war began. With Rama's name on their lips, the Vanara's strength multiplied a million times. Of earth and heaven finally heaved a sigh of relief. In uncontrollable joy, the gods spontaneously burst forth singing the praises of Lord Ramachandra.
Ramachandra,
girls rejoiced in peace and harmony. Mother Sita was one with her Lord once again.
With 14 years about to complete, an anticipated Bharata and the entire kingdom awaited the return of their master. Rama, Sita, and the entire entourage traveled back in the Pushpaka Vimana to Ayodhya. One can only imagine the ecstatic joy sweeping the streets and minds of every resident of Ayodhya.
And when Sri Ramachandra finally adorned the throne of Ayodhya as the Raghukula Shiromani, every eye was moist with unspeakable joy. Their hearts sang out.
Ramachandra Prabhu Raghuvamsha Rama.
Let this divine vision of Rama with Mother Sita remain etched in our hearts.
Sita Pati Jaya Janaki Rama.
The mind goes back down the memory lane to the very first Leela of the Lord.
Ahalyodharakar Sugunabhirama.
Oh, what a saga it has been since then, right up to the vanquishing of Ravana.
Ravana Samhara.
And much prayed coronation of our beloved Rama. And in the midst of all this, one thing remains the same. The tender and sweet smile of Rama, his soft looks, and his even softer heart. Of Sita Rama ever be installed in the shrine of our hearts.
Rama 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 Sita
Rama 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 Sita
Rama 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 Sita
Rama 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 Sita
Srimat Savikula Mandu Janinchi
Srimat Savikula Mandu Janinchi
Sita Devi Nitti Varinchi
Sita
evening's presentation was the first offering to Bhagwan in the Sai Kulwant Hall in this new year 2021. The year 2021 is indeed immensely significant. It is the year of the 96th birthday of our most beloved Bhagwan. With today's offering, the 96th birthday celebrations have begun. Let us sincerely pray that in the coming days and weeks, this momentum of joyous celebration only grows by leaps and bounds until we reach the final crescendo, the grand finale on November 23rd, 2021. In preparation of this celebration, we will now have the 96th birthday logo release ceremony.
Om Shri Sai Ram. 2 years ago, on the sacred occasion of Mahashivaratri, we were blessed by Bhagwan with the launch of a YouTube channel, Shri Satya Sai Bhajans. Since then, a specially recorded Sai Bhajan along with beautiful darshan videos of Bhagwan was served to the devotees in the early morning every single day of the week. Now, for all of us, isn't this the best way to start the day? By having Swami's darshan and by listening to a Sai Bhajan? In fact, even when there was national lockdown, this service never stopped by His grace. Till now, 750 such videos have been offered, resulting in over 37 million views. A few months ago, this YouTube channel was awarded a silver plaque by YouTube for crossing the milestone of 1 lakh subscribers. Today, we take this opportunity to offer this award at Swami's lotus feet and pray that this mission of dissemination of His glory through His melodies only grows and brings happiness in the hearts of millions. Jai Sai Ram.
స్వరూపులారా, ఈ నామ సంకీర్తనతో అందరి కంఠములు చేరి ఏకాత్మతత్వంగా ఒక్క గానంగా పాడినారంటే ఆ విధమైన దివ్యశక్తి యొక్క వైబ్రేషన్ సర్వత్రా వ్యాపించిపోతుంది. ఈ నామ సంకీర్తన లోపల ఇంత మహత్తరమైన శక్తి ఉంటుండాలి. కనుకనే ఏ నామంతో అయినా స్మరించి నామ సంకీర్తన చేతనే జీవితాన్ని తరించుకోవాలి.
One of the earliest missions of Bhagwan, even before He sang Manasa Bhajare and declared His avatarhood, was bringing forth the sacred values latent in the pure hearts and minds of young children. As a schoolboy, Swami instilled the virtues of compassion, service and selflessness in His classmates. Indeed, the Bal Vikas movement of the Sai organization has its informal origins way back in 1930s itself. To facilitate this mission of creating a character-rich generation and provide resources which will help this endeavor in the digital dimension, with Bhagwan's permission, today the Sri Satya Sai Media Center launches a new YouTube channel solely dedicated to young children entitled Shri Satya. సత్య సాయి కిడ్స్ వరల్డ్. Dear Swami, we humbly pray to you to hold our hands and guide us as we embark on this new voyage of creating happy children and happier homes.
ఈ వయసు నుండే దైవ చింతన నీకు అభివృద్ధి కావాలి. ఈ వయసు నుండే దైవ ఆనందం నీవు అనుభవించాలి. ఈ వయసు నుండే దైవ చింతన యొక్క దివ్యత్వాన్ని మనం పొందాలి.
Dearest Bhagwan, we stand before you today to make another offering, which is the culmination of years of effort and hard work. When you most graciously pressed a button and launched Radio Sai Global Harmony on the World Space Satellite, we were given the most precious duty of carrying your message and voice to every corner of the world. But the satellite service came with its own limitations of spread and reach. So to overcome them and serve devotees in different corners of the globe, we launched the radio programs as internet streams in 2004. By then, in August 2003, we had created a website which, though limited in its functionality, served the purpose then. In 2005, when the scope of the heart-to-heart e-journal expanded and it became a monthly offering, we now had more written articles and photo galleries being published every month along with audio content produced. We kept making incremental improvements to the website, but we were still hoping to make a better one worthy of being offered to you. In 2011, when we started producing more videos, the content became even more varied and equally complex to manage. With the starting of live broadcasts every day, the challenges only became steeper. We now had over 10,000 files of just the prayer sessions and programs happening in the mandir on a daily basis. Every day is a celebration in your abode, Bhagwan, and even as we joyfully participated and shared this joy with the world, we were praying and working hard towards building a website which will have these content organized in a user-friendly manner and be made available to the devotees. When you graced and inaugurated the studio in August 2002, you had said, "Make it easy for devotees, that is what makes me happy." And to make you happy is always our only goal. But that meant organizing over 40,000 audio files, over 5,000 videos and tens of thousands of articles and photographs in one website. Today, with a deep sense of gratitude and love, we wish to place before you the beta version of this new website, www.sssmediacenter.org, with a robust content management system and latest web infrastructure. We are hoping it will be far more easy now to find and use the content on this website. Swami, we are aware that even this is far from what we would wish to place at your feet. As this is just the beta version, we will continue to work on this new website to ensure it gets better and better and worthy of being offered to you. Dearest Swami, even the vastness of this whole cosmos cannot contain your immense glory. What can a mere website do? You reach out to every devotee, being the indweller in every heart. Do you need a radio or an internet? Yet, out of your love, you have given us this opportunity to be your instruments. With the prayer that we be worthy of your love, we offer ourselves at your divine lotus feet.
The divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, this new website, www.sssmediacenter.org. This website will give devotees easy access to the multimedia content related to Bhagwan hosted earlier on the website www.radiosai.org, and a means to connect seamlessly with Prashantinam through the live audio and video broadcasts. The visitor will be greeted on the homepage with a captivating picture of Bhagwan. The homepage itself gives one a glimpse of the variety of offerings on the website. Scrolling down, you can get a quick look at the latest updates and announcements from Prashantinilayam. The next is the video section, where you can see the latest videos from the various YouTube channels of the Sri Satya Sai Media Center. Clicking on View More will lead you to the video section, through which you can access close to 5,000 videos which are arranged category-wise and language-wise. Comes the Read section, through which readers can access the articles earlier published as part of the e-journal Heart to Heart. The website is also responsive, which means you can now use the website on any device with ease. Further takes one to the audio section, through which you can access over 40,000 audio files of divine discourses, Sai bhajans, Vedam chantings, mandir programs, and the various talks, discussions, and radio programs that you hear on our radio screens. Clicking on the radio button will give you quick access to the various radio screens. playing any audio file or stream, we'll load the stream in a player right away at the bottom of the page, and you can continue browsing the website even as you listen to what is being played. We have also created specially curated playlists of our popular audio offerings that you can queue and play non-stop. The last section of the homepage is the photo gallery section, through which photo albums of various programs presented in the Sai Kulwant Hall can be accessed. There are also many albums of Bhagwan's pictures presented under various themes. You can also quickly navigate to any section of the website using the various options available in the header. And when there is a live broadcast from Prashanthi Nilayam, you will find a notification on the header itself, following which you can tune into the broadcast. You can also access the Sai Inspires quote of the day and even sign up to be a volunteer, following the links available on the header. Finding the file of your choice is easier than ever before. For example, let us go to the Divine Discourses section from the header. Let's say we are looking for discourses delivered during the summer course, the year 1990 to be more specific. And there it is, all discourses delivered during the 1990 summer course. Or let us say we are looking for a specific bhajan, say a Devi bhajan in Rag Madhyamavati, that is sung in the mandir and also taught in the bhajan tutor. Go to the bhajan section from the header. Check Prashanthi Mandir Bhajans and Bhajan Tutor. Check Devi under Deities. Choose Madhyamavati from the Raga section. And there it is. To know more information about the bhajan, click on the file and it will provide more details like lyrics, meaning, raga, thala, tempo, shruti, etc. Bhajans can also be searched through suitable shrutis, beats, artists and albums. Dearest Bhagwan, this is a small effort to enable devotees to stay connected to Prashanthi and be focused on you. We humbly offer it with love at your lotus feet.
जित मन देखो राम 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 श्री राम राम राम
जित मन से कहो राम राम राम
कहो राम 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 श्री राम राम राम
प्रेम मुदित मन से कहो राम राम राम
एक राम नाम
भव समुद्र सुखद नाम एक राम नाम
परम शांति सुख निधान दिव्य राम नाम
परम शांति सुख निधान दिव्य राम नाम
निराधार को आधार एक राम नाम पिता बंधु सखा सब राम नाम
माता पिता बंधु सखा सब राम नाम
भक्त जन जीवन जन एक राम नाम
भक्त जन जीवन जन एक राम नाम
भक्त जन जीवन जन एक राम नाम
जीवन एक राम
राम राम राम राम राम राम राम राम श्री राम राम राम
राम राम राम राम राम राम राम राम राम श्री राम राम राम
Yeah. शांति ही समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई।